tonight, the fight over Ghana's $1.7 billion gold losses turns personal as Gold Ball CEO Sammy Genfi fires back at minority leader Alexander Afenyo-Markin, accusing him of smear campaign, political blackmail, and extortion.
These are devious extortionists who will come at you with lies to tarnish your reputation in the hope that you will fold and settle for what they call, quote, compulsory arbitration, and oil their palms. Well, this time around, they found their own target.
Top story is brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies, holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Shield Pension Trust into the future with you. So tonight we ask, who takes the responsibility for the $1.7 billion gold haul whilst the blame game goes ballistic? When we return from the break, we have the deputy ranking member on the Lands and Natural Resources Committee, Akwesi Kunedu, and MP for Akwetia, Bernard Bediakubedu. Don't go anywhere. Good evening. This is Top Story. My name is Kenneth Jesse. Tonight, the gold war has exploded. It has taken a more personal turn, with Gold Ball CEO Sammy Genfi hitting back hard at minority leader Alexander Afenyo-Markin, accusing him of smear tactics, political blackmail, and extortion. The clash comes after Afenyo-Markin blamed Gold Ball for the IMF's staggering $1.7 billion loss under the domestic gold purchase program. Speaking at a news conference yesterday, Afenyo-Markin said Gold Ball played a central role in buying, aggregating, assaying, and exporting the gold while the Bank of Ghana provided the financing. He also questioned why Gold Ball should receive fees from the transactions while the associated losses are reflected in the Bank of Ghana's accounts. But Sammy Genfi insists Gold Ball has made no losses, describing the minority leader's position as a deliberate campaign aimed at pursuing selfish ends.
I want to urge you, our friends in the media, in all humility, and the Ghanaian public, to hold Afenyo-Markin and others who make allegations about Gold Ball losses to the strictest standard of proof, particularly in the light of the detailed facts I have placed before you today. Let me state that the persistent noise from people like him does not arise from any genuine quest for accountability or any sincere desire to interrogate the operations of the Gold Board. Rather, it is a part of a calculated smear campaign aimed at undermining the significant contribution Gold Board is making to the economic transformation agenda of President Mahama's administration. The lies of Afenyo-Markin simply cannot reconcile themselves with the transformational work of Gold Board because they appreciate the important role it has played in the historic appreciation of the Ghana cedi and the significant strengthening of Ghana's international reserves.
Well, that's Sammy Genfi there. He also challenged the minority leader to produce the IMF report he claims implicates Gold Board in Bank of Ghana's losses under the domestic gold purchase program.
The opposition has now conveniently changed from the old false narrative that the Gold Board made losses to the new false narrative, which is that the Gold Board is responsible for losses incurred by the Bank of Ghana under the domestic gold purchase program. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing could be further from the truth. First, nowhere in the under-referenced IMF reports is Gold Board accused by the IMF as having caused the losses reported to have been incurred by the Bank of Ghana under the domestic gold purchase program. I challenge Afenyo-Markin to point to any page, paragraph, sentence, phrase, or punctuation mark in the said reference reports of the IMF where the Gold Board was accused by the IMF as the entity responsible for losses incurred by the Bank of Ghana. In summary, ladies and gentlemen, what the IMF report states is that Bank of Ghana incurred losses through the sale of gold under its domestic gold purchase program of $400 million in the year 2024 and $1.7 billion in the year 2025. And that the 2025 loss of $1.7 billion was as a result of, I'm quoting the IMF verbatim, the scaling up of the domestic gold purchase program, not incompetence or mismanagement. According to the IMF, that loss was as a result of the scaling up, the expansion of the program. The IMF also stated that these accounting losses partly reflect valuation effects, in particularizing what the IMF considers to be components of this loss. The IMF listed three things, which included fees paid to the gold board under the domestic gold purchase program. This is the true context within which the name of the gold board featured relative to losses under the DGPP in that reference IMF reports. So I want to read the relevant portions of that report, because most of the times they come in the media and they say the IMF has said that gold board has made a loss of 1.7 billion. And nobody questions them to point out which part of the IMF report said that. They say that the IMF says that gold board is a reason for the loss, and nobody questions them to provide the proof. And we are all talking about IMF report, IMF report. The fact checkers must get to work.
Sammy Jenfe is the CEO of Gold Board, who reached out to minority leader Alexander Afenyomarkin for a response to these claims by Sammy Jenfe. Unfortunately, he declined to comment. Well, meanwhile, co-chair of the Ghana Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative, Steve Manteau, says the $1.7 billion US dollar loss incurred is justified by the foreign exchange gains and wider economic benefits generated by the program. He spoke on PM Express with Evans Mensah.
Losses all those years, why didn't that become a problem?
I guess maybe because you're seeing 22 billion, that's jaw-dropping. Nothing close to that.
Let's say, for instance, in 2024, we made a total loss of 5.7 billion.
Cedis?
Yes, cedis. 1.8 billion from gold for oil, and then 3.8 billion from our domestic gold for reserves. Total of 5.7 billion. Right, how much revenue, gold export revenue, did we bring in? A mere 4 billion. And so if you had to incur a loss of 1.7 billion to bring in 10 billion, that for me shouldn't be a problem. It means that we should accept that incurring losses, what we call losses, for me, they are transaction cost. And all the governments over the years have been incurring transaction cost, and that has not become a problem. So why this time around we treat gold board as if it is the first time we are making losses? We don't even consider the quantum of forex that gold board has brought in. And so you need to look at the relativity. How much did you spend to bring in what, and what has been the impact? The impact, the economy-wide impact, for me, exceeds the cost.
You've been hearing from Steve Manteau, who is the co-chair of the Ghana Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative. We've also been hearing from economist Professor Godfrey Bokpin, who says the $1.7 billion US dollar losses is as a result of the flaws in the program design.
The argument that Gold Board had to offer competitive price, higher price, in order to attract the gold. From 2025, by law, Gold Board was the only company and the off-taker. By law, it was not like you are offering better price to compete with the others. The others were not allowed to play in the market. Whatever they were doing was smuggling. They had to be, together with security agents and the rest of them, we look at how we close that. So the idea was not that, yes, that there are many buyers, and therefore, let's offer higher price so as to outcompete the others. Gold Board is a monopoly. The price at which we were buying gold was probably the highest in the region, and all of that clearly tells that probably the losses as a result of the design, the pricing regime, was a bit more costly for us in the face of the gains that we are talking about. That should not be lost on us.
Joining the conversation in the studio right now is Bernard Bediakou-Beidou. He's the NDC MP for Akwetia. Also joining us on Zoom is Akwesi Kunedu, who's the deputy ranking member on the Lands and Natural Resources Committee in Parliament. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your time this evening. Mr. Bediako, I want to begin with you because you are joining us live from the studio. The debate seems never to end. The NPP maintains that there were losses incurred by Gold Board. Gold Board says, no, there were no losses. Were there losses incurred by Gold Board?
Thank you so much for having me. And good evening to you and your listeners, viewers out there. Ghanaians in general, my regards to my brother on the other side of the microphone. You know, we are on the same committee. He's a ranking member and I'm just a member. Well, so in terms of the topic that is under discussion, the issue really must not be missed. What the minority led by the respected leader, Honorable Afenyo Makin, has insisted over the period is that Gold Board had incurred some losses according to a report by IMF. Unfortunately, in all the discussion, he's not been able to point out the page, and I've followed his press conferences, the page, the paragraph, where the said loss was actually mentioned in the said report. But we also know, of course, this is a public document, that throughout the report, it is only at page 10, item 13, that the said losses, or I mean, whatever you may call it, is actually stated. And if you look at it, there is nowhere in the said paragraph that the IMF ever said that the loss was a Gold Board loss or was at their instance. They never said that. It is nowhere there. And I have the report with me here. Mm. And if you would bear with me, with your permission, if I may read a few. If I even look at the heading of the paragraph 13, it says that DGPP operations have generated significant losses for the BOG, Bank of Ghana.
Okay.
And it says this: losses in 2024 were equivalent to this, and I'll come to that. One third were related to gold for oil and all that. It tells you they have said a lot of things here, and they related to issues and the finances of Bank of Ghana. So at best, but for the fact that this whole thing was actually geared towards tarnishing the image of the young man who is heading the institution of Gold Board, nobody would have ever mentioned, or IMF never mentioned, that it was as a result of Gold Board's operations that led to the, I mean, said debt they are talking about. At the minimum, you can say it's Bank of Ghana losses. And then Bank of Ghana will come and explain. So I will leave it as that. That even the report they rely on so much never mentioned that it was Bank of Ghana, it was Gold Board that incurred the debt. They refer to Bank of Ghana. So there was no such debt with regards Gold Board. And that is what I want to say.
Mm. Well, the minority has always argued that, yes, Gold Board might not have been mentioned in name, but the explanations being given by the IMF points to Gold Board being the major reason behind those losses. And in fact, if you read portions of it, it says that the scaling up of the domestic gold purchase program, yeah, resulted in that $1.7 billion losses incurred by the Bank of Ghana. The scaling up that they talk about, yeah, does it have to do with Gold Board?
No, the scaling up, of course. I mean, the DGPP is essentially purchase of gold for some purposes. And of course, at the moment, it is Gold Board that supervises these operations. But what we are saying is that, you see, and you jumped it. So if this is the point they are making, what about the $400 million?
Yeah, the year before.
The year before, in 2024. Was it as a result of Gold Board, which was not even established? So who, I mean, incurred this debt at the time? $400 million under their regime. So that is the question you should ask. So if they are saying that this is novel, then the question we should ask is the same report they so much rely on says $400 million in 2024 when they were in power. How did this come by? And did you see NDC shout on top of the roof that they had incurred $400 million, even though we all know that the benefits we are enjoying now, they never happened during their tenure. In 2024, we never saw the relative stability of the currency, inflation, and all that. We never saw that.
Mm.
But the report then says that $400 million was also, incurred in terms of debt. So if you want to talk about the... But the scaling up, of course, the volumes of gold that is being traded now is, of course, far, far more than what it used to be in 2024. So scaling up of this, of course, we are buying more now. So if it is about an expenditure that we all agree, which is associated with the GDPP, and you want us to address, you address it bipartisanly. You don't come and castigate gold board. First and foremost, we need to call them out that the report never said it was gold board. That is first and foremost. And secondly, if it is even to be admitted, we have been told that $400 million in 2024 was also as a result of whatever they may have done with regards to the gold purchase. So what is the point here?
Well, another argument being made by the minority is that $1.7 billion loss incurred by the Bank of Ghana has relatively rendered the bank technically bankrupt. Is that an argument that the majority agrees with?
Not at all. And you see, for me, the reason, as much as I have my reasons for it, I would even stop at the very narrative they have perpetrated on us, and some of us seem to believe. They have said that gold board has, and for me, I don't work with Bank of Ghana. Okay,
right.
And I don't think the argument, if they wanted to direct their questions at Bank of Ghana, they would have done so, and the Bank of Ghana would actually respond to them. They are accusing gold board. I don't know why we are shifting the goalposts. For me, is it, are we saying that this is, because you see, gold board also came out and said that we have an audited account, which had nothing like this. It is not in our books. We say, no. It is in the IMF report. The IMF report is saying that these are losses for Bank of Ghana. So if it is Bank of Ghana you are asking questions from, ask from Bank of Ghana and they will respond. But why target the gold board and make it look as though, and let me also say, look, it's unfortunate for the respected minority leader sometimes to speak the way he speaks. For you to even liken the matter to a crime and then say that the CEO of gold board may bring whatever or may have harsher conditions for, meaning you arrest him for what? Since when did losses of an organization became a crime for an individual in it? When you are not able to establish that indeed he benefited or he committed any crime in relation to the said loss. And this is a senior lawyer. Unfortunately, sometimes we have these things all over and then people do not scrutinize the document. Did you know when the discussion started? Did you actually know that indeed the loss was attributed to Bank of Ghana and not Gold Board? Did you know from the beginning when they were on top of the roof, they were shouting, Gold Board had incurred loss? Did you know until recently or even today that it was actually the Bank of Ghana loss and not Gold Board?
So you believe that the argument by the minority have shifted from facts to personal attacks?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Very, very unfortunate. This is not how we should build this country. In fact, they've been exposed. And that must be made clear. That point must be made clear. If you say that Gold Board has incurred losses, it is their books. And you see, unfortunately, the Honorable Abnao Sasare is the chairman for Public Accounts Committee of Parliament. And Public Accounts Committee scrutinizes the report from the Auditor General in relation to entities of government. Has she cited any document that is before her? An audited account that she is actually, raising questions about? When the matter came to Parliament for the Gold Board CEO to be invited, we said that we don't have a problem, majority. We said he can come, but there are already established committees, like the Public Accounts Committee. Let the Gold Board's account be brought before you, invite the management, and then ask the questions you want to. You said you wanted a bipartisan committee.
Okay.
How is this bipartisan? Which report? You are the head of Public Accounts Committee. You have the opportunity to scrutinize the audited accounts of Gold Board. If not for other purposes, such as just tarnishing someone's image, why would you be interested in just, bringing stuff out from the IMF report when the report didn't even say so? But if you are tackling it, if you are saying there is so there is $1.7 billion loss in 2025, why did you jump your $400 million? Of course, they're scaling up. We are buying more now. So you look at what the numbers are. So if it is an operational cost, it didn't start today.
Mm.
So if we need to address it, we address it in a way that is devoid of politics.
Okay. That's Bernard Bediakun Beidou. He's the MP for Akwetia. We're still trying to establish a connection with the minority NPP in Parliament to also give us their opinion on this raging debate that's currently happening in this country. Mr. Bediakun, we've been hearing from individuals like Steve Mantea, who says that, yes, there was $1.7 billion loss that was incurred by the Bank of Ghana.
Absolutely.
But it was a positive loss because it helped the economy. Is that something that the NDC majority in Parliament subscribes to?
Yes, indeed. Indeed, because the Bank of Ghana is not a commercial bank. They don't do profit or loss. You see, what is actually the work of Bank of Ghana? So compare the work and the results we have now, the stability of our currency, inflation rate. That is what Bank of Ghana does. Of course, it comes with a cost. So if in their dealings with other entities, they incur some loss, my point is that, fine, if there is something we can do to actually reduce this cost, it's a welcoming discussion we should hold. But it shouldn't be out there as though there is a deliberate plot against a particular person or a particular entity. And interestingly, you are not getting any of them to speak on this matter today. It's very interesting. They were all over the place. And unfortunately, today they are nowhere to be found. Because I have the report there. I want them to point the pages to me. And then they address the $400 million in 2024. How did they come by? The same report they regard as their Bible.
Mm.
Please try and reach out to them. We want to hear from them.
We're working the phone lines to make that happen. Sami Jenfi says that he's ever ready to appear before Parliament. But
in fact, he has always been ready. Mm. We told them that there are existing committees in Parliament, such as the Public Accounts Committee.
But the minority's argument is that they want a specialized committee set up.
They don't trust Abnor Sasare.
Specifically to interrogate the work
of Sami
Jenfi.
They don't trust their own Abnor Sasare as the chair of the Public Accounts Committee. Mm. They don't trust her. They are just making up. It's just propaganda. They know the fact would, it would expose them. That is all they are doing. Nothing beyond that. They are just doing propaganda. Sami Jenfi has always been ready to meet Parliament. His audited accounts is ready. Public Accounts Committee, if you see anything in it, call him. He's ready.
Don't go yet, because I have one of your colleagues from the NPP side, Alexander Akwesiakwa. He's the MP for Achim Oda. Mr. Akwesiakwa, welcome to the program. Do I have you?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Well, the minority has always maintained that there's been losses which have been cared by the Bank of Ghana due to the activities of Gold Board. Gold Jenfi has made us understand today that there is nowhere in any of the IMF reports that points directly to a loss that was by the Bank of Ghana as a result of Gold Board. Now, your colleague, Mr. Bediakun, the MP for Akwetia, is in the studio and is challenging any of the members from the NDC, MPP side rather, to point specifically where exactly the IMF attributes the $1.7 billion loss to Gold Board.
Yes, this assertion has been buttressed by the IMF report that recently was released. Bank of Ghana is the backbone of the Gold Board operations. And so if Bank of Ghana, the IMF is saying that the operations of the DGPP has resulted in a loss of 1.7 billion, which is about 1.5% of our GDP. I mean, approximately 22 billion Ghana cedis. Clearly, this as a result of the activities of the Gold Board. And so if the Gold Board chief executive has any answers for Ghanaians, he has to tell us how come we have made these losses.
How did you come to that conclusion that these were as a result of the activities of Gold Board? Because the year prior also, there were losses as a result of that same gold purchasing program exceeding 400 million Ghana cedis. So how is this attributable? US dollars, I beg your pardon. So how is this attributable to Gold Board?
Oh, so the 400 million cedis
dollars
attributable to the activities of the gold purchase program, but the 1.7 billion, as reported by IMF, cannot be attributed to Sabi Jeffy's Gold Board. Is that what we are saying?
Not at all.
Is that what we are saying?
Mr. Mediaco, you want to come
in? Yes, so I'm surprised because 2024 Gold Board was not even in existence. We are talking about 2024, Honorable. 2024.
The IMF is reporting on 2025 activities.
Also, I mean, that operations made Bank of Ghana lose so much to the tune of $400 million.
No, we are not talking about the $400 million. We are talking about the current
time,
IMF report.
At the time, Gold Board was not in existence. So we are asking you, that was your time. You were a deputy minister.
Billion.
How did we come by this figure?
Which figure? Which
this
figure,
loss.
Honorable? We are talking about 1.7 billion losses as reported by IMF as a result of the domestic gold program, which is a program managed by Gold Board. It is just a change of name. It's just a nomenclature. It's a gold purchase program that has resulted in a loss of 1.7 billion. And so I do not understand why we're having this hue and cry on this whole issue. I mean, whatever it is, we need to have some explanations so that it guides us in the future of our operations. But this cannot be swept under the carpet. It cannot be swept off. We still have to talk about it. Mm. That is an IMF report. So we are expecting some answers. How did we get here? Losing 22 billion Ghana cedis. It's been reported, and we need answers. That's all.
And one of the ways in which you can get those answers is inviting Sami Jenfi to Parliament, which he dared the minority to do. Will the minority consider doing that?
Well, we have served notice that we are coming with a motion. And during the recall, definitely the minority is going to act. We are only hoping that the majority will join hands with us so that, just like the last time when we had a motion and they blocked it with their numbers, this time they will open up in the name of transparency so that at least all of us will put this thing to rest.
Right. Don't go yet. I still have Mr. Bediako with me. He's the MP for Akwitia. Among the many claims made by Sami Jenfi earlier today was that there are extortion claims being made by him from the minority side. He mentioned Afenyo Markin that they are doing this to extort from him. Are you aware of anything like an extortion?
No, I'm not aware. I mean, but the CEO, you know, I don't work with Gold Board. I haven't had that discussion with him. So if he has such information and he indeed would like to share, maybe at the appropriate forum he would share. I don't have that information. But you see, let me simplify this for Ghanaians to even understand. Of course, it is not also the case that we blocked any motion inviting Sami Jenfi. We said that we should use the existing committees of parliament. That is all we said. And they said they wanted a bipartisan. We didn't see where the bipartisan comes in here. Because you have your own respected Abno Sasare being the head of that committee that deals with public accounts, and this is a public office. So you say to unravel whatever you have, you say you were not interested in that. And so we thought that we didn't want this to be the usual NDC MPP. So use the existing. What was the fear of using the Public Accounts Committee? That is where the departure was. Now, let me simplify it. Assuming it is even the case that Bank of Ghana had given some money out for the purchase of gold and there is a loss, in whose books would that those losses be recorded? Surely Bank of Ghana. So it will not be in the books of Gold Board. So invite Gold Board to come and tell you what. Because when they come, they have to come with their financial books. And their financial books will not have those losses in it.
Okay.
So I do not know that, but fine, we can go on that wild goose chase. The gentleman is ready. Gold Board is ready. They are ready to face anybody. But I can tell you, this is an exercise in futility. In fact, Honorable himself has not been able to tell us which page is the said loss reported as against the books of Gold Board. That is our problem.
Mm. Okay. Bernard Bediakumbedu is the MP for Akwetia on the ticket of the NDC. Thank you very much for your time this evening. Alexander Akwesi Akwa is the NPP MP for Achim Oda. Mr. Akwesi Akwa, I want to give you just a minute to wrap up this conversation that we're having here. There's been an argument, especially from the NDC and from other individuals, including Steve Manteau, that even if the Bank of Ghana incurred $1.7 billion, that was a positive loss because it contributed immensely to the economy of this country. Do you agree as a minority?
You see, we are now talking about even if. Why can't we be emphatic and say that this is a loss? And then we can look at the ingredients of that loss. Clearly, if Bank of Ghana is the financier of Gold Board and Bank of Ghana is reporting that loss of 22 billion Ghana cedis, it's a whooping amount. And Gold Board is sitting somewhere saying that they have made profits. What kind of accounting practices are we displaying? I mean, I as a financier, we have recorded losses in our transactions with you. I mean, transactions as a result of the losses as a result of our transactions with you, 1.7 billion. And then you sit somewhere and say you made profits. I mean, that is laughable.
Mm. Right, Alexander Akwesi Akwa, thank you very much. He's the NP for Achim Oda, and earlier we heard from Bernard Bediakumbedu. He's the NDC NP for Akwetia.